Morning, everyone. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, says a halacha that when you want to make tefillin can only be made on skin of a behema, which is kosher animal. It says Laman Tiyatar Hashem Beficha Min Hamutar Beficha. So you can only use the skin of a kosher animal for tefillin. The Gemara only says this halacha l'gabi tefillin, does not discuss other mitzvahs. It's not beferish whether this applies to other mitzvahs as well. But the Magen Avraham in Taf Kuf Pei Vav wants to be mechadish that it applies to other mitzvahs as well, because it's a hekesh or makesh all of the mitzvahs to tefillin. And mela, every mitzvah can only be done from a kosher animal. You can never make a mitzvah from a non-kosher animal. That's the chiddush of the Magen Avraham. The Noda Behuda has a tshuva in the beginning of Noda Behuda where he asks a gevaldik akasha on this Magen Avraham. He brings a beautiful raya kenegi the Magen Avraham from our sugya over here in Sukkah and Daf Chuf Gimel. And the raya is like this. The raya is actually from, even though it's a Noda Behuda, it's really from the son of the Noda Behuda, Reb Shmuel Landa, who has some tshuvas in Noda Behuda. And the Reb Shmuel, the son of the Noda Behuda, brought the following raya. The Gemara here talks about making a behema, a daifin for a sukkah, and the Gemara says at a certain point that bepil kosher kuliyam lo pligi, that it's good. That if you have an elephant which is tied down, everyone's masking that would be a good wall for your sukkah. There's no problem because it's not gonna, it's big enough, it's not gonna run away, and there is no issue. So, in fact, the son of Yehuda, a pil is obviously a non-kosher animal, and yet you could use it to be part of your sukkah. So, if I arrive from here, then when it comes to other mitzvahs, there's no issue using a trefa animal for mitzvahs other than tefillin, and that's a kasha on the Magen Avraham. So Shiloh is, what does the Magen Avraham do with this raya? So I was thinking that maybe it could be miyashav like this. Maybe you could say a svara that this, that the Magen Avraham is makbed, that other mitzvahs have to be done bedafka with a behema, which is kasher. That's only when there's a kepeda that the mitzvah has to be done from an animal bedafka. If there's a din to use an animal, then there's a din. It has to be bedafka, a kosher animal. But if there's no din to use an animal bechlal, you could use whatever you want, then about if there's no kepeda, then it has to be kasher bedafka. So when it comes, mashal, to shayfer, which the Magen Avraham is talking about, there's a din that a shayfer has to come from an animal, then you have to be makbid that the animal they're using is a kosher animal. But if there's a din, like by daifin of a sukkah, where there's no din to use an animal bichlal, you can use whatever you want. You could use metal, you could use plastic. There's no din animal. So the fact that you happen to use an animal, there's no din that has to be kosher, because a non-kosher animal is like gara. It's no worse than using metal or any other material. We don't view it as a animal. We view it as another min, another material. And mele, there's no kepeda that it should be kosher bichlal. Maybe that could be a chilek, that there's no raya from our sugya to other mitzvahs besides with tefillin, that it does not, that does not need to be kosher. About it has to be kosher when you need a behema, but daifin sukkah is different because there's no kepeda on a behema bichlal. And I saw afterwards there's a sefer called Berchas Maisha, an earlier sefer, who brings down that he heard from Shmuel, the son of the Nevi Yehuda, that after he brought this raya from our sugya, he had a dream. His father appeared to him in a dream. And his father told him that his raya is not a raya, because maybe it can be mechalik, that daifin sukkah is different because there's no kepeda on using an animal. You can use whatever you want. Everything is kosher. Memela, there's no kepeda. There's no issue over there of not being kosher. Mashenken by other in Yanim, where there's a kepeda on using an animal, with afka like shayfer, that over there, possibly the Magen Avraham is correct, that it has to be a kosher animal. So I think there's a smach from this Noda Behuda to the swear that I'm saying, why there would be no raya over here from the daifin of a sukkah. Perhaps you could say another chiluk, I'll plead the Meiri that we mentioned, Meiri later on, Daf Lamed Aleph, we mentioned this in Daf Ches and Daf Tes, where he says that the mitzvah, the din of mitzvah of Baba Avera, even though we find it by lulav, might not apply to sukkah, because sukkah is different. It's not a mitzvah that you do, a mitzvah with a guf, the chafza of the sukkah. You don't do something with the sukkah, but you sit in the sukkah, and the sukkah is makif you. It surrounds you, it's around you, but you don't do a mitzvah with it, so it does not have that same kedusha of other mitzvahs. The mitzvah is the yeshiva, the sukkah is just makif you. So maybe by such a mitzvah where the walls are not the chafza of the mitzvah, there's no din that has to be minamut b'ficha, does not have to be kasher. Mashenka by other mitzvahs like shayfer, lulav, where there's a kepeda on using a specific thing, the mitzvah, the chafza shel mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. Over there, there possibly would be a din of having to use minamut b'ficha. And again, those are two svaras why there might not be a raya for my sugya, connected the Magen Avraham, and he could be right that by other mitzvahs as well, there would be a din of minamut b'ficha if it's something where there's a chafza shel mitzvah as opposed to sukkah, or something where there's a kepeda on a behema dafka.